Dearly beloved brethren, grace, peace, and joy be unto you as you hear the unfolding wisdom of the messages of the Lord as prepared by His faithful elders serving you today and the next couple of days. It is my assigned duty, my task, to welcome you. But be assured, dear brethren, that this is neither with a sense of duty merely, nor only because assigned, that I am here before you by the Lord's grace. Oh no, it is my desire, my inestimable privilege, to roll out the red carpet of joy in Jesus to you all. Of deep compassion for you all, and concern that your hearts will be carried to closer communion to God. Have you not noticed already the love of your brethren here in Salem as you have been accommodated for creature comforts so that the new creature can soar? Have you seen the book table and the bookmarks? Have you noticed the decor and the banner? Have you not smelled and tasted the kitchen provender? And have you not gathered especially for the time to fellowship with those great gaps of time provided on the schedule to fulfill the time, the prophecy, the admonition of promise of Malachi 3:16? Remember that? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. Or, as we bring it to the right here, right now, with this small gathering of saints, then they that reverenced so highly the Lord, desiring to draw as close as they knew how, by gathering together, took those long intermissions and made of them their mission to gain and to be holy blessings. These precious moments, these little breaks put to spiritual profit, are being noticed by God Himself. By God Himself. He writes them down, precious Ebenezers, for you and I, building one another up in this most holy faith. He marks them as important when the intent is focused not on self and earthly things, but on Him. Words exchanged and mulled over again and again about Him. Remember, it's them that thought upon His name. Recall and consider also how we may make fresh these words of the Apostle in Romans 1. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of the Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. And indeed, you have. For long I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and of me. Indeed, you all have the opportunity granted of imparting the gift of love, of compassion, of richness in the sharing of the blessings of the word of the Lord, and testifying of His graciousness during your mealtimes and evenings here. And as the Apostle stated personally, so do each of the brethren here in Salem say likewise. We thank our God through Jesus Christ for you all, and that we may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that you may be established, comforted together with you by the mutual faith we see something of the Heavenly Father's loving kindness proffered to the cold-hearted natural Israel, and we claim it for the faithful of spiritual Israel, for you and I, in Hosea 11:4. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, or as another translator says, I led them with the cords of human kindness, with ropes of love. What are these cords of love but the fibers of us all building up one another in this most holy faith? Consider the conversation and to what it led on the simple, dusty road long ago. Luke 24. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Think about that. Think about that little admonition of God's cords of love. Recall wise Solomon's admonition, Ecclesiastes 4:9, that two are better than one. And in verse 12, he says, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. Then he says, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. One, two, three. Two strands will mean threefold strength now takes hold of the heart, because our Emmaus discussion reveals to us that the Lord is ever near those that love him, that think upon him and talk one another regarding him and the Heavenly Father. This providential shadow of the Heavenly Father's wing is most prevalent to those who abide closest to him. And though this is so promised, we have proven this, haven't we, over and over again. Psalm 36:7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. The welcoming brethren of Salem, too, would shower this blessed assurance of his loving kindness upon you, as also has been considered by selecting that theme text that we can see on the wall. The one that says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall, what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Peace, resting assurance, contentment are not words that mean idleness nor lukewarmness. Nay, but constancy, movement, flight above the din of this world. So we welcome you here into the Salem nest, dear brother. May your soaring be lofty as your faith is made stronger in love and sweet communion, my dear brethren. Welcome into our homes. Welcome into our meeting place, and welcome into our hearts.